Hello everybody, welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you the 5 biggest stories in 5 minutes so you don't have to go anywhere else. This is the Chelsea Echo, so if you're new around here, please do make sure you give us a follow so you can get this podcast when it comes out every single day during the week, and an extended edition comes on a Sunday with a journalist. But we'll get straight into it. If you're not new around here, I think it's safe to say after the slow news days we've had over the past couple, today has been very busy. So let's get straight into it and let's talk about some Chelsea ins and potentially one big Chelsea out. Now, Chelsea representatives are in Brazil right now to advance for Gabriel Mech. They've offered an £11.8 million deal that's fixed and with variables, but Grêmio wants 16.9. Chelsea have been pushing and advancing for him and negotiations are ongoing, but the green light has been given on the player's side. That's according to Fabrizio Romano. So that's some big news for Chelsea fans. Another potential young Brazilian, which we're probably going to guess is a right winger and, you know, go on loan and never know what happens to him. But we'll see what happens as we move swiftly on into some more news. And Andre Santos has completed his move to Strasbourg on loan for another season with an opportunity to get more first team minutes and potentially break into the side next season. Apparently, obviously, at the beginning of Enzo Maresca's reign, he was quite keen to keep Andre Santos, but maybe something has been seen, which means he will get more minutes elsewhere and improve even further. But the next story we've got is Oscar Bob. Oscar Bob is apparently reportedly more keen to fight for his place at Manchester City, despite having interest from Chelsea, not following the footsteps of Cole Palmer. That is according to The Express. And the final one before the big, big story is on Victor Osimhen and Lukaku. Now, according to Fabrizio Romano, he's hearing that this week there will be no big changes expected. All parties have decided to take their time over this and think about the strategy, think about the situation, then understand if they want to proceed. So this deal, we could say, is in jeopardy. We'll have to see what happens with that as it develops. But can Chelsea and Napoli come to an agreement? But now, I think it's time. I think we need to have that conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, the big, 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 big story today that has been constantly exploding over the past 7-8 hours is Conor Gallagher. Now, I'm going to take you through every single step of the way to make sure that we analyse all of this correctly. Now, big thanks to the Chelsea Dodger as well, who always posts fantastic news, is a great aggregator and brings everything together to make sure you get everything. And he's a fantastic friend of the pod as well. So we always appreciate what Dodgers brings to the Chelsea community. But we'll kick off straight away with a report from Sky Sports Lyle. Now, Conor Gallagher still believed to be open to discussing a new long-term contract. He is considering his options after a £34 million Atletico Madrid bid was accepted. Gallagher was a massive part of Pochettino's plans in January, but following the Argentinian's departure, Chelsea have taken a fresh look at Gallagher's situation under the boss Enzo Maresca. That was the first bit of news to come out today. So obviously that was 8 hours ago at time of recording. We follow on with that from a report from Alex Crook, and Conor Gallagher remains open to signing a new long-term deal at Chelsea. This will bring him in line with the club's other midfielders earnings-wise. Gallagher was spotted at the club's Cobham training ground this morning. So that was according to Alex Crook. And then we follow that up quickly with Conor Gallagher has told he will be a squad player under the new style of play at Chelsea. It's now decision time for the player. And that is according to Sky Sports Cave. So straight after Alex Crook has obviously said that Gallagher has been spotted at the training ground, Gallagher has been told that he's maybe not be as key a player, and obviously that falls in line with everything we've heard from Sky Sports Lyle as well. Pochettino obviously very big on his pressing, and Gallagher, that's a massive part of his game, so maybe it doesn't fall in line, it doesn't fit. Now this is where it gets interesting. So according to Fabrizio Romano, Chelsea didn't offer Gallagher a long-term deal as they were concerned that in a higher possession system under Maresca he'd only be a squad player. Decision time for the player. So that falls in line with what Cave was saying. And after that, according to Edo Burgos, Atletico Madrid know that Conor Gallagher's preference is to continue in England, but they hope to convince him, but not at any price. So not only does this fall in line with everything that we're reading today, but everything that Rahman said on the Chelsea supplement on Sunday, it falls in line with that as well. Conor is happy to stay at Chelsea. This was then quickly followed up by potentially and evidently Chelsea's next opportunity to basically try and get this situation dealt with. Chelsea came out to Conor Gallagher, according to Alex Crook, and said that Conor Gallagher is no longer part of the first team group and he will not be training with the first team when they return from their tour of the United States. So, not only has he gone into this meeting today to figure out what was going on, to understand the situation with the Atletico Madrid bid, but on top of that as well, we've now seen him be told he will not be training with the first team in a similar vein to how Trevor Chalobah has been treated over the past few weeks. And according to reports, both of them aren't very happy with how they've been treated. Can you blame them, if we're going to be brutally honest? But on top of that as well, he is keen, according to Nizar Kinsella, to try and fight for his place. And he believes he can force his way into the side. So we've now got Conor Gallagher keen to stay at Chelsea, fight for his place, prove his value, prove his worth. Chelsea accepting a £34 million bid, keen to move him on and get the pure profit. Atletico Madrid thinking they can convince Conor Gallagher to leave Chelsea and have him maybe even come in and be a key player in a Champions League squad. But this is going to be where it gets even more interesting. So, after all of this has happened this morning, despite Atletico Madrid being keen to get the deal moving, not at any cost again, may we add, they've turned round to Conor Gallagher, according to Sky Cave, and said that they are going to give him until the end of the weekend to decide if he wants to move there. So the clock is ticking for Conor if he really thinks he can stay and fight for his place. And on top of that as well, obviously with Chelsea keen to get the money in the bank, that £34 million, completely pure profit, as we said earlier, according to Tom Barkley, Conor Gallagher was told that when he reports to training on Monday, he will not be permitted in the first team building and will not be training with the first team at all. So that's another confirmation from another journalist that shows that Conor Gallagher's situation at Chelsea may be ever so slightly precarious. Now, on top of that though, this is where it gets maybe less interesting, but you can see the politics is being played here quite a lot. Because according to Fabrizio, Chelsea will hold talks with Conor Gallagher and they're aimed at resolving his future. Atletico Madrid wants it to be sorted one way or another by the end of the weekend. So that lines up with the previous reports from today. But then Ben Jacobs has chimed in here and said that Chelsea will be holding talks with Conor Gallagher to try and resolve his future and they don't want any bad blood. They recognise his status at the club, but he has turned down three new contract offers. Now, we're going to look at that, which we will do on Sunday in more depth. That adds another layer to this situation because apparently, as well as those three offers that have been rejected, Chelsea have left one on the table, according to Sky Cave, with his latest offer of a new contract. So will he be signing that? Because Chelsea will not be allowing Conor Gallagher to leave for free next year and further talks are being held, hoping that they can resolve it. That's according to Ryan Taylor. So to summarise quickly, according to all these reports, according to everything we've been going through this week, £34 million bid from Atletico Madrid was accepted by Chelsea. Conor Gallagher has maintained his stance for the longest time over the past 18 months that he wants to stay at Chelsea. He wants to fight for his place and he believes he can do so. And he's reinforced that in a meeting with the club today. However, the club have decided to turn around and go, do you know what, mate? To be honest, we're not sure about this. Despite the fact we've tabled your contract, until you get this all sorted, you will not be training with the first team. You will not be in the first team building. So he will potentially be basically ushered out of the door by Sunday. Atletico Madrid are keen to have this resolved and wrapped up by then, but like we said, not at any cost. However, despite the fact Chelsea said they don't want to have any bad blood, they did cut short his holiday to say that. So, that is going to be an extremely interesting situation and how they handle that, because I don't even know what to say at this point. Obviously, this is far over the 5 minutes that you guys get, but this has been a massive news story today, and I'm sure it will continue to brew over the weekend. But all of this happens in the transfer window. It is silly season. I don't think you can expect anything else, and it is absolutely fantastic from a journalistic standpoint, but as a fan, I'm not too sure about it. But I'll have a more detailed discussion about it on Sunday in the Chelsea Supplement with a journalist. You will be getting your transfer news on Saturday unless there is a massive story breaking. But that is it for this week. So make sure you tune in to the Chelsea Supplement on Sunday. And then we're back to business as usual on Monday with 5 in 5. But that has been your transfer news for today. A busy day compared to yesterday when I was vamping for most of it. But if you have enjoyed all of this news in one place, make sure that you follow the Chelsea Echo on all socials. And make sure you give us a follow on here and give us a 5-star review. It really helps the pod. And we're looking to get more stuff done this season. But that has been 5 in 5. This has been the Chelsea Echo. I've been Louis Benaventi, and I'll see you guys on Sunday for the supplement. Ta-da.